ॐ मघुरेश्वराय नमः सर्वेश्वराय नमः राजराजेश्वराय नमः श्रीगुरुदेवाय नमः ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः Tonight is the Panchami Tithi, the fifth night of this continuum of expression of our devotion to that supreme power that we are calling by the name of Ma. Ma does exist. She is formless, and she is with a form also. Depending on what image the seeker is holding in his or her mind, that presence appears in that form. We are calling with the name of Ma, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati, three major aspects of Shakti. It is said people engage in the upasana of Shakti for three major things: to develop Ichha Shakti, willpower, Kriya Shakti, the power of action, and Jnana Shakti, the power of knowledge. To enhance these three in our life, we engage in an observation like this. Ichha Shakti, the willpower. You may have big wishes and desires, but if there is no willpower to manifest them, it remains only a wish. One has to have that inner capability, capacity to carry through one's will. To develop that, we engage in upasana like Navratri. Kriya Shakti, the action. We may have the willpower, but we don't act on it. We keep waiting for something else, postponing. It still doesn't manifest. But if the combination of our willpower and the power of our action, we are able to manifest it, we still need to manage it. And for that, we need Jnana Shakti, the wisdom, to manage it. All three are needed. Without any one of them, it's very difficult to have a balanced life. If you look at the beginning of this observance, you started with sankalp. You made a promise to yourself that during this Navaratri, I will do so many number of jap. You have made that determination. To fulfill that determination, we need to have that willpower. If we don't have that, all kinds of excuses may appear. We may even justify it, why I can't continue it. I don't want to continue. I don't feel like doing it. It doesn't feel good. Maybe I could be doing something else. All those distractions do appear. But if we remain steady, firm in our conviction, some muscle is developed within us to be able to keep one's promise is the first step towards developing that willpower. We all make many promises to ourselves. We break it. We make a resolution, keeping up with an exercise schedule or whatever. But see how easily we are deviated from that. Any excuse can come and take us away from there. Our resolution should be firm, whatever it is, small or big. That is the first step of self-love, self-respect, honoring the divine in us to be able to keep the promise I make to myself. And of course, to be able to keep the promise we make to someone else. You may say someone else, you had promised them, but they didn't keep their promise, so you can break yours. But the promise that you make to yourself, there is no excuse to break it. So, it started with sankalp of doing certain number of jap, and also keeping a check on your sensory intake of the world. We have been eating simplest food. Once in a while, a little temptation comes in, something else appears. But it's about simplicity. We are not driven by the taste buds during Navaratri. We are finding joy in the simple food. See, you can have it, but you say, no, I'm going to maintain simplicity. That takes some willpower also. To be able to be happy with less builds something in us. You can have something, but you hold yourself back. That's also an austerity. That is also puja. See what happens in this country. We see people's garages are filled with stuff. They don't need it, but they bought it because it was on sale or they could afford it. They did. To be able to hold back from having or acquiring things that we could, but we don't need to. This is all comes under the puja of Shakti. To be able to manage your money, your wealth, is also puja. You don't squander it, you don't waste it, you don't just spend it. You spend it wisely. There is also puja of Mahalakshmi. To be able to save. And then utilize it in good deeds, something that helps others, some I have seen people, they would go out, spend $500, $1,000 without thinking. But when it comes to helping somebody with that, they hold back. So there are examples, all kinds of examples in our world. It's up to us to decide what kind of example we want to create and be. Tonight is the night of Mahalakshmi, the wealth, prosperity, richness. And not only material, emotional richness, the richness of virtues, the virtue of contentment, the virtue of charity, the virtue of even being able to be by yourself quiet. That's also a virtue. I have seen people, although having everything, but they run around like hungry ghosts, looking for someone to interact with. I'm not saying interacting is not good, but to be able to be by yourself and be happy, that is also a virtue. Tonight is considered Panchami, not night of Panchami. Ma is in her splendor. She is everywhere in the form of beauty. You look at things a little carefully, everything looks so beautiful tonight. So tonight is the night of appreciation of that richness, of that beauty, that luster, that kanti, that's in everything. And our worship is not only limited to scriptures and reading and singing, it's more about our inner attitude, being able to see the good in everything, being able to see richness, luster, beauty in everything, is also part of our puja. Being able to appreciate those things that give us comfort. If you read that prayer, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, there are many things in there that your mind may ask, why this? Why is this considered a goddess? Like sleep, hunger, desire, nidra is sleep, chudha is hunger, trishna is desire. These are also given as a form of the Divine Mother. Look at it in this way. If you don't sleep for 2-3 days, how do you feel? It is the nidra, the Divine Mother in the form of sleep, takes you in her lap and brings you, gives you comfort. But you don't keep sleeping all day long. There is a time for that, time bound. Same thing with chudha. You can have, you're surrounded by all kinds of food, but if you have no hunger, all that is useless. That is why it is the hunger is the form of the Divine Mother that makes you appreciate the food. Again, that's also measured. We don't overeat. We just eat as much as our hunger is and then leave the rest with contentment. So every things like that, that may look like a negative thing, has a positive side to it. And being able to honor that is also puja of the Divine Mother. Nothing in the universe, nothing in the world is bad. It's our relationship with it. That's what makes it good or bad. We see everything as good. If we are disciplined, and respect everything to its limit, it's all puja of Ma. Anyway, tonight is Panchami, Mahalakshmi. in the form of beauty. She's all around us, particularly in this beautiful place where we are evoking that presence. We are very blessed. May we see her in our life as well as all around us. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions and thank you for taking this time to turn inward. Om Har Har Mahadev Namah Parvati Pate Har Har.